since we've no place to go. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Hi guys, we wish you a very early Merry Christmas.
Wish you a very early Merry Christmas. We wish you a very early Merry Christmas.
大家好，我是 Jenny。
Hey guys, I'm Adam.
哎，你可能觉得为什么现在说圣诞啊？还有大概20天嘛。There's still time, 但是呢，可能你现在就收到了各种各样的一些 Christmas parties,invitation,或者你在一个外企工作，可能你们现在就办 Christmas party 了，因为真的要圣诞的时候，很多国外的同事可能会回国。
Right.
所以今天呢，我们就要跟大家分享一些非常实用的 Christmas party 英语和一些 etiquette 礼仪。
Okay, so tons of stuff to talk about, right?
对，都很有意思的。到微信公众号搜索开言英语，开放的开，语言的言就可以了。那首先 Adam, 这个国外的公司 Christmas parties 和 New Year's parties,圣诞和新年的 party 都合二为一吗？
You know, usually we don't have New Year's at work, we don't have New Year's parties.
哦，是吗？反而公司里面通常没有新年派对。
Because usually people are not working at that time.
这倒是。But usually they'll have an office Christmas party, right?
Right, but that's always early. Like that would be like this week.
Now, yeah, 就像我们现在做节目、
exactly.
差不多我觉得从12月的 maybe second week,、
yep.
就是10号左右就会先搞。英语提前可以说
You could just say, just hold it a little earlier.
Hold it a little earlier, or do it in advance.
Do it in well, for parties, we'd want to say, hold it a little earlier.
Oh, 就不要用 in advance.
Yeah, that might be like, you know, book your tickets in advance.
所以搭配不一样是吧？好的。那其实讲到 hold a Christmas party, 那首先我们就从 invitation, 从这个邀请开始说啊。
Okay.
任何派对呀 event, 活动的邀约呢最重要的一个英语词或者四个字母就是
RSVP.
对 ,RSVP, 它其实是来源于法语对吧、
oh, that's right. Réponds, s'il vous plaît.
Oh, sounds so fancy.
Yes, very romantic.
对法语听起来就是好浪漫啊。
Réponds, s'il vous plaît. Respond, please.
Please, 对 s'il vous plaît 就是请的意思。所以你收到这种邀约的时候它通常都会说Please kindly RSVP
Yes,
by 就是请大家配合在什么日期之前 RSVP 这样呢我们就可以计划就可以 plan
Right
So even with an office Christmas party 我觉得很多公司它还是会发一个这种现在 digital invitation
是
电子的这个邀请然后也会让人家 RSVP Because not everyone Well,You'd better go, otherwise your boss would be angry.
You'd better go. I'm sure that some companies have, you know, mandatory attendance.
就有些公司它会是
You must go.
强制的活动。And that's fun. I think most people would gladly go. Party invitation 呢，除了 RSVP, 还有另外一个重要的就是穿什么。
Okay, yeah. What are you going to wear?
Dress code.
Dress code, yeah.
Dress code 就是你要穿什么类型的、是很休闲的啦还是很正式的、
right. Okay, so is it going to be casual? Is it going to be a little more formal? Probably Christmas party is not going to be very formal.
对除非你去很 fancy 的那种。诶那我们就从 casual 说到 formal 好了 dress code.、
Okay.
我觉得一般的 dress code 现在通常就是 smart casual or business casual.
Right.
这个其实就是男生的话 it means you can wear
You know, just wear a nice jacket over,
A blazer,
right? You know, a nice pair of shoes and anything else
好像对男生来说重要的就是你的前面你说外套对吧我们说到 jacket 或者 blazer
Right
就 it doesn't necessarily have to beAn entire suit.
A suit, right.
Smart casual 或者 business casual 就是不一定是穿一整套的西装领带、但是你要穿一个比较还是比较好的那种像西装类型的外套
Right.
可能也不用带领带、但是很重要的就是 you were talking about shoes.
Shoes, yeah. Shoes make the man.
这里男生穿的 shoes, 这个鞋通常是要
Dress shoes, in my mind, dress shoes is, it's very general.
英文说的 dress shoes 通常是用在男性
right.
这个鞋它不是说女孩那个裙子的 dress.
Right, right, right.
这里说的 dress shoes 就是皮鞋是比较正式的。
Right, yeah, leather.
不要穿 sneakers, 你不要穿这种太休闲。好，那男生呢，如果是很正式的话，通常他就会写 the dress code is formal or black tie.
Yeah, that's right, that's right.
Black tie, 其实真的是要戴黑领带吗？你不能戴其他颜色的领带。
I'm sure another color is okay, but the meaning is that you're really dressed up.
对，就是非常的正式，right. 是要成套的西装领带或者 bow tie.、
Mm. Bow tie, you're wearing a tuxedo.Probably.
对 ,bow tie 是领结 ,tuxedo 啊 ,tux,、
mm.
就是是那种正装西装也不一定是那种、mm. you know, 燕尾服的 tuxedo,、mm. right? It just means it's a very fancy, very formal suit.
That's right.
好，那 speaking of women,、
Ooh.
讲到女生的话呢、Ooh. 最简单的通常就会穿一个 LBD.
Oh, that's right, the little black dress.
最经典的对吧、mm. ?LBD, little black dress.就是 one piece 嘛
right, yeah.
连衣裙然后可以是 knee length 及膝的或者 floor length、
mm.
floor length 通常就是拖地的那种就是更加 formal 了
right, yeah.
When I think about you know, black tie being the dress code、mm. I'm picturing a man wearing a tux and the lady wearing a floor length gown、
yeah.
晚这个宴会装晚装
okay.
哇，越想越激动，我好想有这么一个 party， 我能这样穿。
Are we gonna have a party? Please.
We should.
We should.
Okay, let me make the dress code black tie.
Oh no.
这样我就可以穿。
No one's gonna come. Who's gonna come?
好啊，好啦。
But you know, we've spent all this time talking about you know formal you know dress code for parties.、Mm. Actually, Christmas parties.You know, it's kind of a more fun dress code.
比较有意思的对吧比较轻松
yeah, Exactly. So, I mean, the most basic dress code is the Christmas colors.
Oh,
red and green.
就是圣诞色你说也是一种 dress code.
Right.
就是你穿的这个元素里面要 have to be both red.
Doesn't have to be. It's just, you know, it's, those are the colors. So, if you look good in red, wear red. If you look good in green, wear green.
因为中文我们说红配绿狗臭屁就是说是很俗的但是如果你搭得好的话我觉得还是很漂亮、
mm. Yeah, it's probably I mean, you could put some white in there to kind of balance everything
对
But even if these colors don't go well together、mm. sometimes that's the point
搞笑嘛
We've really had for years this tradition of ugly Christmas sweaters
对对对
The uglier the better
外国有那种圣诞主题的毛衣反正它就是上面是就像一张 It looks like a Christmas card、
mm, Right、yeah.
像一张
There'll be a tree
圣诞贺卡
Or snowman Or Santa
Reindeer
Yeah, something
Santa, 就是里面有各种各样圣诞的人物、mm. 然后像一个故事一样、
right.
然后可能那个小铃铛还会响
The bells, right?
The bells, yeah, yeah it actually rings.
Sure, yeah. Oh, the uglier the better, really.
Oh, 所以有些 party 大家穿这个去就是故意的就觉得
yep,、oh, yeah.
funny, it's funny,
it's
fun, 对吧、
yeah.
又搞笑又好玩。好那说完了这个穿我们现在来说说一些很有意思的圣诞派对的 traditions,、
okay.
一些习俗。最重要一个习俗就是 gift giving,、
yep.
送礼。国外的这个圣诞派对的送礼通常是比较好玩的就是你们会有两个 game 对吧一个叫神秘圣诞老公公、
right.
还有一个叫白色大象
嗯 OK So we have Secret Santa、And also White Elephant
我以前玩过 Secret Santa White Elephant 倒没玩过
Oh it's great
Secret Santa 其实就是比如我们 office 里面有20个人、
mm.
然后呢每个人抽一个名字
Right, draw the name yeah, Or however you choose
Yeah.
You just make sure everybody has one name And you can't, you know, the person
You can't tell them
You can't tell them And you just have to buy them a gift
So you're their Secret Santa
Right, exactly
你就是他们的神秘圣诞老公公、
mm. Yeah, and it can be quite a lot of fun, actually
对因为你就是要想说诶这个人What is this person like?、
Right.
What will they like?、Mm. 他们是什么样的人会喜欢什么样的东西
sure, sure.
然后呢 when it is the Christmas party, 大家都是、互相 swap gifts,、mm. open gifts, 然后你要 the person receiving the gift、
mm.
needs to guess who their secret Santa is.
Yeah.
要猜谁谁是我的圣诞老公。
This part is a little bit more flexible.
Ah.
You know, because some people, like, they really want to just keep the secret a secret. Some people...insist that you, you know, like, must guess.
Okay.
And some people, I mean, it's usually pretty clear. You know, like, the person that's laughing.
哎，你刚刚说到 laughing 啊，我就觉得买圣诞礼物嘛，不管是 play Secret Santa 还是下面这个 White Elephant，其实都不用很贵的，特别同事间。
Right.
我们先说 White Elephant 好了，然后再说 budget 之类。
Okay, White Elephant is, it's kind of the same idea. You pick a number, let's say $20.That seems pretty reasonable. Then you just buy something for $20. And then when you come to the party, everybody puts their gift in the middle or somewhere.
所以就不先draw a paper, 就不会先挑一个人抽。
Play this a few different ways. The point is that, you know, somebody has to, you have to have some way to have people go first. The point is that the person who goes first takes the gift.And then opens the gift. Now, maybe this gift is really great. Maybe it's, you know, like coffee.
iPhone.
iPhone. yeah, maybe iPhone. Yeah, you go to different parties than me, I think. Then the next person goes. So whatever, if they win or they...
Oh, 我知道了，就是一堆礼物。反正那 point 就是礼物总是有好有坏。最后那个人 maybe they're stuck with the worst gift.
Right, exactly. Because everybody has the chance to pick a new gift or take yours.
How confusing, 我都不懂。
No, it's really easy. It's just basically, if you go first, you're kind of screwed.
是吗 ？Go first 不是我可以挑最好的吗
？No, because if you take the best one, someone can steal it from you.
但谁 decide 谁先拿礼物
？That's what
就是可能你说要 randomly 抽谁先
maybe,
或者什么石头剪刀布 paper scissors
exactly.
Okay, why is it called white elephant?
I could not tell you.
你不知道。好，可能我们听众知道，大家可以留言告诉我们，去百度百科一下吧。其实说到礼物呢，最重要就要问问。大概买什么样的礼物好呀？然后 ，what's the kind of budget? 就是大概多少预算
？I think $20.
The equivalent of $20, 差不多100人民币。现在人民币还贬值了，要150、140。
Yeah, okay, so yeah, that sounds reasonable.
对，反正我就觉得吧，这种 office Christmas parties 买礼物，你要么是买特别实用的、super practical、
yes.
要么你就是买那种很有创意啊 even 有点恶作剧 prankster like、
yeah.
prank、gifts 然后你跟我说有一年 you kind of did both right
yeah I bought a giant bag of rice
你买了一大包的米
yeah and I still remember my roommate at the time he was from London England、and he told me likeOh, mate, it's rubbish. It's rubbish gift, mate.
你的朋友英文人说这个礼物是像垃圾一样、
right.
没有人要的。
Exactly. But everybody, like that gift was stolen so many times.
因为你中国同事就觉得这个 very practical, 特别实用是吧
These guys were actually, they were all foreigners. But they were maybe a little bit older than us, so they have families.
对对对。但我觉得你那礼物真的就是你两种理解都可以。又 practical,、
right.
然后又。
Sure.
Prankster, 对吧？又好玩啊！好，那接下来呢，我们再看看 Christmas party 的时候都会有一些什么活动啊
？OK，
中国的年会你知道吗？我们通常会要一些表演啊、，putting on the show, some kind of performance. 国外 office Christmas party 会吗
？Generally speaking, the performance it's not really.A part of it.
表演不是最重要的。其实 office Christmas party 我觉得还是 well, because it's work related, 基本上你不能喝的太多。
Right, exactly.
对吧？这个就和因为中国有的时候我们的年会啊什么大家一年就是辛苦工作就 end of the year, 然后大家都很高兴 Even your boss, I think, 他们也会 get a little drunk, 然后大家是真的 bonding,
yeah, sure.
然后很开心。
Sure.
因为国外 Christmas party maybe because Christmas is also religious 所以就觉得你也不能那个大喝特喝 so you know don't go wild with the drinks
that's right and anyway guys like after Christmas comes New Year's can really go drink all you want
是不是因为有个说法叫 that's where when you go out to town
go well you could have a night on the town
a night
go, yeah,
yeah
go to town
对对
paint the town red
对就是可以玩的比较疯的是新年的啊、
right.
好那我们今天节目最后呢来看一些非常实用的这个 Christmas wishes or greetings.
Okay.
大家到这个 party 可以说的啊。
Okay, the first one. Are you guys ready? Are you ready for this? Merry Christmas. Whoa!
其实也真的就是最常用的
yeah.
对吧
we don't say too many, you know, too many words.
没有什么很 fancy 的、
right.
其实就是
Merry
Christmas,
Christmas、
yeah. 对有的时候看圣诞卡或者什么写出来的、mm. 它的 Christmas 会写 X 然后一撇、
yeah.
apostrophe
Yep, Xmas、
啊、所以也可以那样说吗可以说 Merry Xmas
Xmas, I mean it's usually more written than spoken、
然后好像这两年美国还有就是说什么 Happy Holidays
Oh yeah, this has been going on for a while
因为美国有很多不同宗教信仰的人所以这几年呢就是有人说啊，我们不能就光说 Merry Christmas, 所以现在呢很多地方他们就直接说 Happy Holidays.
It's safe, but it also makes some people really angry.
对
really angry.
因为他们是觉得我们的这个 tradition, 我们的、传统我们的宗教信仰 religion 哈、
right.
现在被侵蚀了就是对这种 PC, political
correctness,
Correct,、yeah. 对这种政治正确、
right.
很多美国人还是挺厌恶的我觉得、
mm,
对、
yeah.
所以我觉得 in general 吧就是这样的场合说 Merry Christmas 都还可以或者你可以说 Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays
Yeah, you know what? That's great I would suggest doing that
好那我们今天的节目就到这儿那开言英语其实我们这周和下周我觉得整个我们就进入 Holiday Christmas mode、
mm.
有各种各样的会员课程跟大家分享不管是 Christmas traditions 习俗 Christmas songs or carols 圣诞歌曲怎么装饰漂亮的圣诞树非常有爱非常温馨的圣诞祝福那都希望我们的会员会喜欢那最后呢大家也可以给我们留言啊你今年 have you been invited to a Christmas party?
Yeah, have you decided what you're going to wear to the Christmas party?
Did you play Secret Santa, White Elephant?
And what does White Elephant mean?
对都可以到留言里面来告诉我们那也希望呢大家在2016年快要结束之前也能够下定决心好好的学英语跟开言一起用这种非常与时俱进融入生活的方式去享受英语那我们微信公众号就可以先来免费试用我们的付费课程之后如果你想购买的话呢我们也有一个很好的礼物给你因为学习一年只要629元我们每一天都有更新新课
Thanks for listening guys We'll see you next time
Have fun at your next Christmas party. Bye bye.